are you?
Hey, good morning, Randy. I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me on today.
You got it, man. So, you know, everyone who listens to this show knows that I went through, you know, me and my family went through a couple of years of dealing with my dad's dementia before he ultimately passed. And it was a terrible time. And it is one of those diseases, not that there's any terminal illness that doesn't greatly affect the family, but this one in particular has a trickle-down effect that I don't think gets talked about a lot. And now, having watched what it does to somebody, it's just such a terrible disease. And for so long, people thought, well, that's just part of getting older. But what you've been efforting to do with the Clear Thoughts Foundation is to change that perception. Because, Matt, it's not an inevitability for people just because you're getting older. This is something that we can learn to avoid through lifestyle changes. And hopefully with medical advancements, which you guys are working toward, we will be able to avoid having such great numbers of people who succumb to Alzheimer's, dementia, and other brain-related diseases as they age.
Yeah, absolutely, Randy. And you use the key word in your description of that. And that is that the various forms of dementia that are out there, they're a disease, just like any of the other diseases that we work hard to find treatments and cures for. And, you know, part of the challenge for us has been changing that mindset to get people to view dementia as a disease. And as you went through with your father, this recent period of time during the pandemic has been so difficult for those families that have family members dealing with dementia, because you look at all the problems that dementia causes, and then it was just compounded by the isolation contributed by this pandemic. So it's more important than ever that people support this cause and get out there and help us fund the fight to find a cure and treatment for dementia.
Now, you guys have your big event coming up on November 6th for the Clear Thoughts Foundation. Tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah, we're really thrilled to be able to have an in-person event this year. Last year we did a virtual event, which was very successful. But, you know, it seems like everybody's kind of grown a little tired of those virtual events. And so we're real happy to be back in person this year on Saturday, November 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jay Verno Studios on the South Side. We do have COVID restrictions in place, so you either need to be vaccinated or show a negative test mm-hmm. to attend the event. But then the event includes everything from, it's a Monte Carlo night. You know, Randy, yeah. You've been there before. It's really a great event. So you have the opportunity to win, you know, basically Monopoly money while playing casino games. And then you can change that money in for tickets that you can use for various auction items and basket items that we have at the event, including some great items. We've got some sports memorabilia items, including a great package donated by your good friend Steve Blass, who's contributed a tour of PNC Park, where I'm sure he would share many stories.
Oh, yeah.
He can't necessarily share on the air at DVE.
That's right.
We've got a Rocky Blyer autographed jersey, Steelers tickets, Penguins tickets. Mike Brasuto might be interested in bidding on our guitar autographed by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. We've got spa packages, overnight stays, including a trip to Nemacolin, travel packages both to destinations in Aruba and a winter ski trip out west. So it's just a great event. We've got wonderful food and drink, silent auction items, Chinese auction items, performance painting by Cody Sable, live magic by Lee Terbosic. It's just a great event.
Now, this is November 6th, Jay Verno Studios. It's a great location, too. I love that venue.
Oh,
ClearThoughtsFoundation.org is the website you can go to. Now, but if you can't go, but you want to donate, just go and donate. If you've been someone who's been affected by this or it's been in your family, you know how brutal this can be for everyone involved. And if you can do anything to help and prevent this from, you know, reoccurring and other people having to go through with it, please log on and donate, because I'm here to tell you that was awful. Like, I absolutely would never wish that on anybody. Watching my dad go through that, and you just see somebody who's, you know, his defining characteristic was how sharp and funny he was, and to just sort of lose that aspect of him was just such a tragic way to see him have to go out. So I really applaud your efforts to end that kind of you know, regression in people as they age with dementia and Alzheimer's. As you said, it's a disease. It's not an inevitability. And we can hopefully help Clear Thoughts Foundation fund a cure and other treatments to prevent this from proliferating here. So November 6th is at J. Verno Gallery, clearthoughtsfoundation.org, Matt.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brady. And I just also wanted to mention one of the things we've done different this year, you know, in part because of the pandemic, is part of the auction that we're conducting, we're actually conducting online. So if people go to clearthoughtsfoundation.org right now, there are some wonderful auction items that you can bid on online, even if you're not able to attend the event.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So we view that as another way for us to raise some funds for those that may not be able to join us this year. So you can either donate or bid on auction items online right now at clearthoughtsfoundation.org.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Really cool.
Thanks again, guys. Really appreciate you having me on.
Sure thing. Matt Jameson from Clear Thoughts Foundation.
Love that guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man. They worked their butt off. Well, their dad went through it. He and his sister, Haley. I mean, they worked tirelessly in honor of their dad. You know, the thing is, too, when it happens, when you, like, watch your parents go through that, it kind of hardens you in a way that you don't want to have to have happen. Because I saw so much stuff that I wished I never, ever saw. But you're just like, well, this is life, I guess. But if you can avoid having to go through that, because so many events are like, oh, my God, this is burned into my brain forever. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, you kind of get used to seeing that stuff. And that's just not a good thing either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched my dad go through that with his dad. And it's brutal. They turn into a shadow of themselves. Yeah. And it becomes like almost silly at times.
Dude, you have to laugh.
They can't do basic things. I mean, I remember one time we were out to dinner. I probably told this on the show before. We get salads. The dressing comes in a little Dixie cup. He did it like it was a shot. And we were just cracking up like, oh, yeah, no. That's the dressing.
But that's how you cope. You have to kind of laugh your way through it. I mean, my dad was convinced that the guy that was living next to him was filleting himself. He's like, this guy, you can't believe how flexible he is. And he kept telling the story, but he was not trying to get a laugh. Like, he's telling me serious. I'm like, no kidding. And I'd like record him and send it to all my siblings. I'm like, so anyways, check this out. The guy next to dad is apparently giving himself, you know what? And my dad is describing, he goes, it's crazy. I'll tell you what. And he's doing it all the time. And I'm like, get the hell out of here. He's in my room doing it. I'm like, get out of here. And I'm like, well, that's crazy. They got to stop that. Yeah. The amount of those conversations that you have, where he'll be like, hey, I was drag racing last night. I'm like, no kidding, how'd it go? And he's like, I won. You know, he just tells you what car he was driving.
Man, at least he dominated.
He did do good, yeah. And then, like, but they have a lot of different treatments now that they, because of organizations like this, like, we know how powerful music is. And anytime I put him in the car, I'd put on the 50s channel. Mm-hmm. And he would know every song. And it would take him back to a time in his life and stuff. And even little discoveries like that about how the brain stays awake in certain areas can help them develop treatments and things like that. So clearthoughtsfoundation.org is where you want to go for that. Cheer
There's some really great stuff on here,
that
man.
That Springsteen guitar there, Mike.
A signed Rocky Blyer jersey. Arnold Palmer golf bag.
I'd rather have the Springsteen guitar.
I know you would.